It's December. Emotions are running high. What are we going to do with them? Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you elevate that mindset so you can trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I am so thrilled that you are here with me in Snippetland. Thanks for coming, gals. If you're new, welcome home. We've been keeping the door wide open just for you, and I'm so glad you made it. Gals, today we're going to talk about emotions, and I've got all sorts of goodies for you. So let's get started. What got me thinking about this snippet, and by the way, how do I do these snippets anyway? Just briefly, I've got over 550 of them. We're heading towards 600. I'm definitely going to 1,000. So my husband's like, what the hell do you talk about over and over? Right? I'm like, yeah, good question. Well, gals, all I do is share the journey, share things that have happened from my past, things that come up with women that I'm working with, and my experience and expertise. This isn't just coming off the fly. I've spent a lot of time, energy, and money educating myself in the last 7 years on how this whole thing works. Because for over 30 years, alcohol had me mystified. What the hell is going on? Why can't I get out of this? So back to the point here, I do the snippets based on what's coming up in my world, in either from me or from the resources I'm studying or from women. And today this quote popped up. I don't know where it came from. Doesn't matter, but it really sparked something. Here it is. The physical body is an emotional filter. The physical body is an emotional filter. Now, I've heard that before, so have you, but I thought, okay, yep, absolutely. We got to talk about this. We got to revisit this idea and talk about what to do with this information. So this goes back for us. We did a study of David R. Hawkins' book, Letting Go. And I believe it was closing in on about a year ago or early 2025. Doesn't matter when. I don't know. I didn't bother to look it up. But we did do that book and we could revisit it. But for now, essentially, letting go, Hawkins teaches how to let go of emotions. And I actually teach that too. I teach it in my 8-week foundational group coaching experience, Perspectives. Part of that is emotional letting go, releasing. But the key here today is the impact on the physical body. Now, if the physical body is an emotional filter, this is really important, especially as we age, right? We want to look after this body. We're making this the best chapter of our lives, and we don't want to carry around a broken body through the journey. Now, if we have something, if our body has suffered from the past or for whatever reason, hopefully you're looking after it with a doctor or professional, but we work with what we have. But whatever level of health you have right now, let's not let it get any worse. And if you're very healthy, then holy catfish, let's hold on to that, right? I came out of my unbelievably long journey with alcohol and drug abuse with a healthy body. Thank you, God, and knocking on wood left, right, and center. But hey, there comes a time things are going to start to fall apart. So let's do this. Let's look at this one more time. The physical body is an emotional filter. Well, guess what, gals? As those emotions filter through the body, they can do damage. They do damage. They can do massive damage. Did you know that ongoing resentment and anger can actually cause cancer? Now, I know, I can see it. I see the look on your face. I hear you. I know that the scientists out there, the doctors in my world are going back. But listen, this is my belief. I'm not the only one. Take it or leave it. You don't have to agree with me. But more and more evidence out there is telling us that the way we feel, the emotions we process, affects our body physically. Now, look, you know what? This isn't hard to prove. It's not hard to prove at all. All you have to do is think a particular thought and see how your body reacts to it. And we can do this easily. How? Well, all right, without getting into the realm of embarrassing anyone, think a sexy thought. Think about something that appeals to you sexually. If you think about that deeply enough for a minute or two, your body will react. Come on, you know it's true. That doesn't just happen to men. Well, if it only takes a thought to have the body react physically to something like that, the same is true for emotions. We can't expect to have it work one way and not the other. So if we're packing around resentment, anger, regret, shame, those emotions, you'll end up with IBS at the very least. You're going to have tummy upset. What are you going to carry? And if carried to its full conclusion, it can be deadly. Yes, things like cancer, long-term illness. The body can decide, I'm not going to carry this anymore. Look, I'm not trying to scare anybody. Let's get to the way we manage this, the way we don't let this happen to us. And that, my dears, is through emotional releasing, through letting go. We carry, like the key term here is that we carry those emotions. Until we learn how to let them go, we carry them. And guess what alcohol does? It helps us carry them. Every time you reach for a glass of wine, even if it's just for to relax at the end of the day, the bottom line is you're not facing emotions. You don't have to be upset in that moment. It's not like every day when you have a glass of wine, it's because you're resentful, although there's something going on there. But the fact of the matter is that alcohol keeps us from growing emotionally. It does. It just does. And so that means you're carrying all the emotions that you're not processing. Instead, you're using alcohol. So that means we can all of us are affected this way. I can generalize. I talked about generalizations on Wednesday. I can generalize about this because that's what alcohol does to us. So remember, your body isn't reacting out of nowhere when you have a physical reaction. Your body is responding to the emotions you're carrying. It's not betraying you. You can think of it this way. Your body is revealing to you very important information to say to you, I need some action over here. I need something, right? The body filters emotions the way a coffee filter catches grounds. And if too much builds up, or if you keep pouring without pausing, the filter overflows, right? So at the one extreme, okay, cancer, but on the other extreme, an overflowing filter will give us emotional reactivity, cravings, numbness, fatigue, impatience, overwhelm, and I could keep going. And that emotional filter that you're walking around in needs to be cleansed, my dears. Or somewhere the poison of those negative emotions has to come out, and it comes out through illness. What we resist emotionally, we're going to experience physically. So you might notice, for example, a tightness in the chest or pressure or in the throat, a shortness of breath, a tense jaw, heavy chest, your stomach in knots, or your stomach doing worse than knots, headaches. All of these things are emotions that are you're carrying in your body and not releasing. So letting go is not getting rid of feelings. It's important to know the difference. This is not getting rid of them. It's allowing them. And one of the things we learned when we studied Hawkins' book, again, the name of that book is Letting Go. What we learned in that book is that letting go isn't getting rid of feelings, but it's allowing them. So we do this by noticing, by breathing, by softening, by self-awareness. But most importantly, the very beginning of this is just believing what I'm saying today, accepting what I'm saying today, and realizing, oh my goodness, I got to do something about this. So, I mean, everything starts with awareness, right? Your body is an emotional filter, and it is probably pretty plugged. It could probably use some cleansing, don't you think? Even though alcohol temporarily turns off the emotional filter, trust me, it does not clean it. Emotions actually end up often getting stronger because they pile up one behind the other behind the other. Imagine what your coffee would taste like if you never cleaned that filter and just kept pouring in more grounds, right? But gals, your body is not a problem to solve. It's a messenger we want to listen to. When your chest tightens or your stomach drops, that's your emotional filter asking for space. It's not a sign that you're weak or doing anything wrong. It's your emotional filter, aka your body, saying, I need release here. And what we do is we go and get a glass of wine. And in that moment, when we drink it, we do feel a release. But it's not releasing any of the emotions from the filter. It's just giving you temporary relief while you pile up more emotions inside the body. So the first step is simply asking, what is my body trying to tell me right now? Notice it. Become aware. We don't try to fix it or improve it. Just listen to it. What is my body saying? When you learn to let go, and this isn't something you learn in a 10-minute snippet, but I do have resources for you at the end, so keep listening. I'm almost done, gals. Letting go brings your emotional filter back into flow, and it can reduce cravings. Your reactivity softens. You're not so reactive and tight and anxious and nervous. Your nervous system will stabilize. You'll build more self-trust. It's interesting, as we release emotions that give release to the body, that comes back to us as cleaner, clearer emotional strength and the ability to build positive emotions in their place. We'll feel more spacious and less overwhelmed. This is the reward of learning emotional releasing. It's incredibly powerful. So you could start with David Hawkins' book, Letting Go. I will say this about it. Hawkins was a professor, and his reading is not light reading. He writes academically, so can be a bit of a slog. When we did the book ourselves, we really just focused on the chapter that teaches how to let go as opposed to all the background and science behind it. It's there, though, if you're interested. That's where you're going to find a really good resource on, well, what is she talking about here? Let's get down to the science behind it. Hawkins was a scientist. So there's a resource for you. Me, I'm more of a metaphysician than I am a physician. So I'm interested in the results. I'm interested in the actions that we can take. But by all means, you can educate yourself on this. As I mentioned earlier, I teach emotional releasing and letting go in my perspectives program. It has to be a part of our foundational sobriety journey. So the foundational journey is 8 weeks. And in those 8 weeks, we do a lot, but part of it, there's a module in there on this, on how to release those emotions so that we're not a big, giant, plugged-up filter, right? So as I say, I can't teach this to you in one snippet, but you could check out Hawkins Letting Go. You could consider joining us at some point on your journey in Perspectives, or very easy, very simple for today, you can go to the show notes, tap the link, and start getting my sober living letters, because in there I actually bring to you via email 3 times a week. And that includes all the strategies I talk about here on the show. So sooner or later, you're going to get information on letting go. Or even simpler yet, if you're curious about this, you can email me and I'm happy to answer questions. My email is becca@beccajacobson.com. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.